follow my heart. Call on the memories here in the dark. We'll let the magic take us away. Back to the feelings we shared when they played in the storm.
Listening to the Fanfare Radio Show. For west of the Rockies, call 9292-HAYLIE. From east of the Rockies, call 9292-HAYLIE. The Merry Christmas line is 9292-HAYLIE. First-time callers can call 9292-HALEY. From the IRC Jalo Radio Network, this is the Fanfare Radio Show. And good evening, this is the Fanfare Radio Show. For the next 3 hours or so, we will be giving you some interesting perspectives to the warmest Christmas in recent memory. Is it global warming? Or is it El Niño? Either way, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and we will be here for the next 3 hours to talk a little bit about some of what is going on in the world. It is a very turbulent world. Nonetheless, it is Christmas 2015. Call in with your comments or questions, or if you have a good old-fashioned ghost story, you can give us a call at 9292-HAYLIE. Coming up in the next hour, we will have Michio Kaku to talk about global warming and whether or not this year's 80-degree temperature record high is a factor of global warming, or if it is simply an anomaly which we can attribute to La Nina. The next hour, we have Patrick Slattery to talk a little bit about some of the, how would you say, I guess it would be World War III as we speak. And in hour three, we will have a special mystery guest. So stay tuned for the show. UFOs are real. The proof is at realufos.com. When you see real footage of UFOs, you too will believe they are here. Visit realufos.com for more information. Seeing is believing, my friend. This is Solog, your host at ancientmystery.com. Come along with me as I explore the world of ancient mysteries. You will be amazed by the fossils and giant skulls which were left behind at Tepelazan, Mexico. That's ancientmystery.com. And we are back on the Fanfare Radio Show. As mentioned before, coming up this first hour, we have Michio Kaku to talk a little bit about global warming and whether or not this is real. Now, I read something a little bit interesting earlier this afternoon on the internet. I am a frequent visitor of Godlike Productions. I'm sure if you're listening to this show, you know all about Godlike Productions. Godlike Productions is a mystery forum which kind of combine some of the interests that I have with a couple of things that I just absolutely know are not true, such as flat earth theory, but it is a great hub for everyone to meet together and to talk a little bit about things without people accusing you of being a crackpot theorist. Anyways, I would like to just point out right now that I am at exit 194 headed westbound on I-10, and there was just a person standing on the shoulder in the middle of the night. That was really scary, and I think that some of the callers that are going to call in this hour are going to tell similar stories about people that were popping up in the middle of the night, shadow people. I would recommend that you get a comfy blanket, curl up, and don't think about the end of the world coming faster than you ever thought possible. Michio Kaku will remind us all that, quantum physics and quantum death and the quantum death paradox are all things that will keep us alive forever. What was I talking about just one moment ago? Ah, yes, global warming. Now, as I mentioned a little bit earlier in the program, it was 80 degrees today in New Orleans, Louisiana. And now that is a record high from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They put out a bulletin which reached me on my weather radio, which is a hand crank radio that I keep with me. I don't like plugging in the radio because it wastes electricity. And I'd like to use the electricity for my ham radio set, not the AM radio. I think that I have a nice fireplace going, and I just want to feel very comfy. And I like to have plenty of oxygen in the room while I do an AM radio show. So, that's something that we take for granted these days. AM radio. Oh, tonal. Pardon me. I had two Alert Aid caffeine pills. That person standing on the shoulder freaked me out. Once again, back on track. Global warming. NOAA says that it was the hottest day on record, and I visited the Godlike Productions Forum, and everyone is pointing out that in Mexico today, a Doppler radar that was usually used to pick up clear air. This Doppler radar is not for precipitation, but rather clear air. It's set on mode ZZ, which is clear air. It picked up a very interesting pattern on the Doppler radar. If you were to look at the Doppler radar, now this, I saw this firsthand on Godlike Productions. I looked at the radar image, and there was a perfect Mandelbrot right on the screen. The radar was picking up the shape of a Mandelbrot. And I'm thinking, is this a hoax? What would be the odds? Is this a sign from God? Now, coincidentally, because it is the hottest day on record, it was no coincidence that the third hemisphere of the Mandelbrot was smack dab in the southern portion of the United States, pointing the way to the hottest temperatures on record. Unbelievable stuff. Also, of curious coincidental anomalies, the Russian buzzer was off air today. There were four Sky Kings on the USAF ham radio. I'm sorry, shortwave radio, and the buzzer was offline. Very, very interesting. Hottest day, don't know what to make of it. There are even some deer out on the interstate. There shouldn't be deer out in the sub-Arctic temperatures for this time of year, but it is literally 80 degrees, and I can cut the humidity with a butter knife. It is that thick. So I was thinking that we could take some phone calls and then maybe get to Michio Kaku a little bit later, but I don't know. I'm so concerned with this being the last couple of days of 2015. Oh, also, this is very interesting. If you add up 666 plus 666 plus 666, so 666 plus 666 plus 666, and then add 6, and then add 6, and then add 6. Do you know what that is? Pull it out on your calculator if you have a calculator available. So it's 666 plus 666 plus 666. You get a number there. Now add the digit 6, add the digit 6, add the digit 6. Look at that. It's 2016. That's going to be the date in just a few days. It's Christmas today, and it will be the new year in only 7 days, folks. Unbelievable stuff. Could it be a sign from God? I'm afraid that there might be more to this than meets the eye. I personally would not second guess this being some sort of conspiracy. We're going to go now for the first segment with Dr. Michio Kaku. He is a world-renowned physicist from the University of Santa Cruz and also an artist. Oh my gosh. So sorry, excuse me, not an artist, but an associate professor at the University of New Zealand in the psychology department. It's actually kind of a hybrid psychology geophysics department, also a hybrid in conjunction with the quantum mechanics department. So it's like a psychology, geophysics, quantum mechanics department. They kind of do it all over in New Zealand. Dr. Michio Kaku, how are you doing? I'm doing fine, fanfare. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, doctor, what is the explanation for this 80-degree temperatures on Christmas Day 2015? Could it be the next year being 2016, which is, as I pointed out, 2016 being the sum of 666, and 666. Could that be part of it? Could it be part of the buzzer being off air? Could it be a part of Four Sky Kings and a do not reply? Or could it be a part of the Mandelbrot, which appeared on the Mexican radar? Fanfare, it could be any of these things, but personally, I think that it is definitely has something to do with quantum foam. Quantum foam, as we know, is all around us, fanfare. And quantum foam is really something that we don't know too much about because our instruments really can't get to the nitty-gritty of some of the finer points. Now, as you know, when I was a teenager, I built a small hadron collider in my parents' garage. And part of the reasoning for this is I wanted to prove that quarks were actually part of what I considered to be... Well, it's not so much that they were quarks, but you know that there was the Higgs boson that was released just a couple of years ago in a larger scale version of the model that I built in my parents' garage. And this was definitely something that I saw coming. The Higgs boson definitely predicted the warmest record temperatures on air. Now, this is also has something to do, I am very positive, with UFOs. Excuse me. UFOs are definitely here and they are real. And I definitely think that you could benefit from listening to something that I talked about last week on the Fanfare Radio Show, and that was...